This is Brenda Best. I got a little song for you. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Josie Fasentino is playing that song.
Live from your computer, it's time for the Josie Show. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Pasentino, and now here's the host of your show, Josie Pasentino.
I still love that song. Hello, everyone. I'm Josie Pasentino. And you are listening live to The Josie Show. We have a really, really great, great show planned for you guys. So stay tuned for the whole show. And you can chat in the chat room. We have a chat room on our website, josieshow.com. So you can log into that right now. If you're not a user yet, then register. It's free, easy. It takes only like 2 seconds. Yeah, all that fun stuff. So go in there and you can ask questions and I'll read them live to our guest tonight. Or if you just want to say, hey, we can do that too. It's awesome. And also remember we're on iTunes, Zoom, and many other podcast sites. So if you missed today's episode, then you are probably listening on demand. So thank you for tuning in. So yes, I am so glad it's Friday night. Let me tell you. I hope everyone is having a great Friday and thank you for coming and joining us. So let me just first make sure everyone could hear us all right. Is everyone hearing us all right? I'm asking my producer because I am doing this without a chat room. I am not in the chat room because my computer broke down before the show. My luck. So I am not in the chat room, so I'm going to need some help here from my behind-the-scenes-ness. Yes. So now this is what we will do in the next hour or so. I'm hyper. First, let's talk about my guest for tonight. I will have joining me singer-songwriter Colt Bradley, and I have singer Juke West, who I actually spoke with last week. It's pre-recorded, so I'll bring you that interview tonight. And then this week on Josie's Hard Country, my guest was the outstanding singer-songwriter Zach Perkins. So you could tune in on Sunday, April 8th for that show at 7 p.m. Eastern Time Zone. And you could tune in to that show at thesouthernstar.org. And you could check that out, and that's up all week. So perfection. So you could check it out, have some popcorn, relax, and chill out. And also, the Josie Show is brought to you tonight by our sponsors. So a special thank you to Gary Brockway Music. You could check him out on Facebook at facebook.com/gbrockway1. And also our new sponsor, Paradise Salon and Spa in beautiful downtown Delray Beach, Florida. And you can reach them at www.paradisesalon.net, featuring Body Logic Laser and Skin Solutions with Deanna Clark, and Always Beautiful Creations with Diana Carroll, and many other services, plus a cafe and lobby. So, and they're located at 140 Northeast 2nd Avenue in Delray Beach, Florida. Ooh, that was a hard one. Yeah, so check that out. I love it. I love it. So check that out, and remember www.alwaysbeautifulcreations.com as well. So check that out. Now, let's see here. It looks like our guest here tonight has arrived. So let's see if we can get him on the phone. The amazing singer-songwriter, Colt Bradley. Woo! Hello, Colt, you there?
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing?
I am doing great. How are you?
I am doing wonderful, too.
That's good. I am so excited, and I'm happy it's Friday. let me just say that right now. And I am super excited to talk with you. I have been looking forward to it. We'll have fun.
right.
So let's first here start off from the beginning. What age did you start singing and doing everything that you're doing?
I started singing in church when I was probably about 8 years old. And then I was singing on the radio about 8 or 9 years old. And
cool.
And then I started playing the banjo when I was about 10. And I really got caught up in the bluegrass and the traditional type of really folk music and bluegrass and, and stuff like that. Basically, I couldn't help it, you know. It's part of the culture where I'm from and everything. So it's kind of apropos. So.
Very cool. So it's been in your blood. You started from a very, very young age and still continue today, which we're glad about because you are amazing. And we're going to get to play some of your music later tonight so everyone else can hear your music. Which is really, really cool. Did you come from a musical family, or are you the only one?
I came from a family, 4 girls. I was the only boy. But my family was very musical. I have the uncles and stuff that play the guitar, and next thing I know, I was playing the banjo, and I was, you know, picking with them, and then from there we went to, the family gatherings and stuff, and then we just kind of like pretty much went from there. We just love music. We live and breathe it. When we're not doing anything else, that's what we're doing.
Nothing wrong with that. I like that. That's awesome. I'm glad that you constantly are writing new music for the fans and performing, which is amazing. But who are your biggest musical influences? Who do you really look up to?
I like the guys who really sing country music from the heart. That really make an impact. When you hear them sing, you believe every word they say. You can kind of like feel a cold chill that come over you when you hear them sing. That type of, you know, just a real, real sincere person who really puts it all into it and makes you believe what they're singing. Merle Haggard, you know, some of the older guys of country music made a big influence on me. Even Garth Brooks, you know, just true country artistry. That's what I really like.
Absolutely. The greats. And if I understand correctly, I believe you performed with some greats such as George Jones and Travis Tritt, to name a few. Is that real? Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah,
How was that experience?
It was really great. It was wonderful to be on stage with George and sing some songs. He and I sang a song. We did a finale together, and we sang "God Bless God Bless America," and we did that for the 101st Airborne in Clarksville, Kentucky. It was a really great show, and it was really, really, really. I feel really honored to be able to. It was really an honor to be singing with George because he's just one of the greatest country music singers who ever lived and still alive. And he was in the hospital recently. I'm glad he's doing better.
Oh, yes, absolutely. That's awesome. That's very, very cool that you got to, like, perform with them. Were you starstruck at all? Because I would be.
I was. I was starstruck. Travis was, you know, he came in later. Ricky Skaggs was there, who's another great singer, and there were several of them. I was starstruck, but I was in the moment, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you're on that stage, you're just completely focused on that, which is very important.
Yeah,
which is really cool. And you actually have a compliment here in the chat room. Let's see here. Someone in the chat room says, did anyone ever tell you that you sound like Toby Keith when you speak?
Wow.
You do, actually.
Another compliment. Okay. Yeah, I'll take all that.
Yes, and it is true. You actually do. That's really cool. But yes. Now, let's see. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the music you have out right now?
I am writing some new songs, and they're good songs. I think they are.
Yeah.
We'll let the fans decide. My Moment CD I've got out right now, and it's one of those songs about, and well, it's about life, basically, you know. And when I write a song, I always like to write something that we can get something out of, humanity can get something out of, you know. Maybe not so many ditties or, you know, like, you know, entertainment is entertainment. But like they say in music, you got to make them laugh, dance, or cry. So
yeah.
I try to do all of those. But and then this My Moment CD is definitely one of those. It portrays a lot of that, laugh, dancing, and crying. And a matter of fact, one of the songs on it was Laugh, Dance, and Cry.
There you go. That's awesome. Very, very cool. And I love it. And I'm very excited to play your music here a little bit later. But first, can you tell us where all of our listeners can go to purchase your music?
You can go to my website, ColtBradley.net. And there's some of you can get on iTunes. Mm-hmm. I did an album with Rustic Records called Ain't It Amazing, and you can go there on iTunes and purchase it there. It's all over the internet. Just point and click, and there it is.
Google is our friend, everyone. So Colt Bradley, just type it in, and you should get everything. So now, how about we get to some of your songs here? Let's start off with your song "Bear Huggin'." And this song actually had great success here. Can you tell us a little bit about this song that we're about to play, "Bear Huggin'"?
Yeah, I came to Nashville, and I was went to a publisher, and I let him hear some of my songs, and I played him some songs, and he said, "Well, you need a song with a hook." Well, at that particular time, I thought all my songs are great. Everybody thinks their songs are great, you know. And until you get to Nashville, then it's, you know, then they pretty much just send you to school, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So,
and part of my learning was to know what a song was. So he said, he played me some of his songs after he heard mine, and he said, well, his songs were great. They had what you call a hook. And so I listened to them, and I was like, that's interesting. That's interesting. So on my way back to North Carolina, I was going through the gorge there, and person with me said, what would be funny if we seen a bear run across here? And they looked at me, and and they said, "Bear Huggin'." And I said, So I went back. And then finally the hook hit me, you know, "Bear Huggin'." And so I went back and I wrote the song, and it's been a favorite of all my fans and all the people who like my music. And it's one of those songs where anybody who's been away from someone more than 24 hours who's in love can definitely relate to this song.
Awesome, awesome. Well, then let's not delay. Let's play the song right now, "Bear Huggin'," and we'll be right back, all right?
Okay.
Awesome. Here we go.
Well, a man's got to make a living. I make mine. Is a bear in berries when she knows I'm coming home. All this time she's been hugging my pillow, now it won't be long. Bear hug. hugging me and my baby, nothing but a wedding ring's on. They're gonna find a place to belong, whether it's like a crawl in a hollow log. Yeah, like a bear, I'm eating my honey, hibernating from a dusk till dawn. Just a bear hugging me and my baby, nothing but a wedding ring's on. Tallest tree, and when she sprays that perfume on, it makes me growl and groan. We'll lock the door and plug the phone, don't let no one know we're home. They're hugging me and my baby, nothing but a wedding ring's on. They're gonna find a place to be alone with a pet crawl in a hollow log.
Producer absolutely loves this song.
Woo!
Oh, whoa, and there she is. That's her screaming.
All right.
Yes, you have some crazy, crazy fans here. We absolutely think you're amazing, amazing. And actually, in the chat room, I want to mention that the listeners are actually going wild for this song. They are loving it.
All right.
Yes, yes. As we left off, you were talking about your website, where we can purchase all of your music. But I also I've seen that you are on some social networking sites as well. So where can our listeners chat with you and all that fun stuff?
On Facebook, I'm going to start opening up a chat night, a chat day, and then I'm going to. Usually you can get a hold of me on Facebook, you know, and I'm good about answering all my emails or inquiries, whatever, you know, and because I really like for all the people who like my music to know that I'm real and
mm-hmm.
just like country music, you know, to keep it real, you know.
Yeah.
But I'd like to say, keep it country.
Absolutely, and you do, and you. I love that you take so much time to, you know, respond to the fans who listen to your music and all that awesome stuff. That is keeping it real.
Oh yeah, well, you know, we can't. Us artists, we're nothing without people to come and see us in our shows
mm-hmm.
and listen to our music, and you know, and I just really truly love it, and I love to know that I'm doing something that they like.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I think we're just, that's what we're here for, too. If not, you know, we're here just to entertain God, but, you know, but which is great. You know, I love that idea of entertaining God. And that's what I try to do. I try to entertain God, and then whoever hears me and likes it, well, then, hey, you know, that's great.
You entertain them as well.
Yes, I do.
That's awesome. And here's a fun question for you. How would you describe your music in three words? What do you think?
Three words. Gosh, that's a pretty heavy question.
real. There you go.
Real is one word. I like to. Let's see, there's another one. Real.
Probably relatable, right?
I like some enlightening, something that you thought about before, but you never really thought about till you heard the song type thing. You know, I like to be an expressive. I like to express something that to help humanity in a crazy way. Something that will make a difference in some way.
Exactly.
Maybe not something that will stop the planet or anything like that, or just something to make an impression on you in a good way.
Absolutely. That's perfect. Well said. That pretty much sums up your music, and I love it. I love it. And let's play another one of your songs here. Let's play In Their Eyes, and we'll be right back.
All right.
All right. Here it is.
She's not the prettiest girl in town. And her blonde hair is really brown. And nothing ever fits. She's certain it's her hips. She thinks they're way too round. But in his eyes, she's better than the best. And in his eyes, she looks good in that dress. In his eyes, her hair is not a mess. It's plain to see with certainty he's found the perfect prize in his eyes. He's not the most confident of men. He even stumbles now and then. He's slowly gaining weight. It's more than he can take. That his hair's getting thin. But in her eyes, he's better than the best. And in her eyes, he passes. In her eyes, his shirts are always pressed. It's plain to see with certainty she's found the perfect prize in her eyes. And you might see them walking down the street one day in a church, a mall, or a small cafe. And you might even stop and stare and snicker when they kiss. And if you wonder what they see, just imagine this. In their eyes, they're better than the best. In their eyes, they both are truly blessed. In their eyes, they believe it more or less. It's plain to see with certainty they found the perfect prize in their eyes. Mm-hmm.
And that was In Their Eyes by Colt Bradley. And so are you currently working on any other projects that you could share with us?
Well, it would be kind of like giving it away.
Yeah. Just constantly writing or?
Yeah, well, I'm constantly writing right now. I kind of don't want to give it away right now, but...
No problem. Well,
the reason why is because I don't want my idea out there right now until...
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Until I put it out there. And I don't mean that as, you know, showing disrespect or anything. It's just kind of just how I feel about it, right? You know, it's just a... you put a lot of work into stuff like that, and you really want to, you kind of protect it like it's your little baby.
Definitely.
Definitely.
That'll be our excuse to get you back on.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We always need a good excuse for that. So,
absolutely. See, there you go. There you go. But very, very cool. Are you having any, like, upcoming performances planned where fans can see you?
Yes, I'm planning on doing a show in Asheville, North Carolina, and it's my hometown, and I really want everybody there to come out and see me, and we're going to have a really good time, and I'm looking forward to that, and I've got some other shows that we are... looking into the prospects of getting together.
Awesome.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
cool.
That's part
well,
of,
you have to let us know. Oh, sorry.
Oh, I sure will. Oh, I didn't mean to speak over you.
Oh, no. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're just, I've got a really good band here, and we're getting a tour together for the Southeast, and I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's work, but it's fun, you know.
And that's all that matters, is you're doing something that you love. And you have to let us know, though, when you're in Illinois or anywhere close. We would love to see you perform live. That would be awesome.
Oh, I know. People in Illinois are great people. A lot of country in Illinois.
Yes.
And, you know, country is just not in the South. It's every state has its country regions where the country music and the idea of the country thing, you know, it all started from singing on the front porches, you know, and in rural America, basically. You know, the guys who run the tractors all day, they play the guitar too, so, you know, or whatever. Cool. It all starts from a country heart in a country, and country lyrics. And country lyrics talks about everyday life.
And, absolutely.
If we can't relate to it, then nobody likes it.
That's what I love about country music, is it's relatable, and it also tells a story too. You know,
it always does. Yes, it does.
Which is awesome. I love that.
You get something out of it.
Oh, yeah, that too, which is really cool. And as, like, a songwriter, I think it's, like, really, really cool because you're a songwriter, of course. And I think it's, like, kind of cool because I've been, getting into it a little bit as well, songwriting. And it's funny how you could just pick up, you know, a book or, you know, hear someone say something and then you can, you know, draw from that and turn it into a song or a story, and I think that's really cool. I like the process of it.
Oh, yeah. The songwriting process is one of the most alluring things about songwriting. And the passion. You got to have the passion that you derive from songwriting. Makes you want to do it. It gets addictive, actually. And you know, it's like your mind's all the time racing. Mine is all the time looking for a hook, looking for something that that would help somebody, you know, in a song or, you know, just some way, some little phrase or something that I say or that will make a difference. And that's what we're all just trying to do.
Absolutely. And you do that, which is amazing. And I am getting ready to play your next song, Love Is What You Make It, and we'll be right back. Let's play that now.
All right.
I love that. Here we go.
I felt love coming, I felt it gone. Seen the pros and I know the cons. Blaming love when it's lost. Truth be known, it ain't love's fault. I don't claim to know it all, but there's one thing for sure. It takes loving in the bedroom, kissing in the kitchen, and giving each other a little living room. She's your better half and you better be hers. Bring the two together makes the whole thing work. It's a lot more giving and a little less taking. A lot less leaving and a little more staying. Take it to heart and don't forsake it. No two ways about it, love's what you make it. People treat love like it grows on trees. Just one fall and they're ready to leave. While music's playing, it stops to dance. Giving up on love for it has a chance. I don't claim to know it all, but there's one thing for sure. It takes loving in the bedroom, kissing in the kitchen, and giving each other a little living room. She's your better half and you better be hers. Bring the two together makes the whole thing work. It's a lot more giving and a little less taking. A lot less leaving and a little more staying. Take it to heart and don't forsake it. No two ways about it, love's what you make it. I don't claim to know it all, but there's one thing for sure. Makes the whole thing work. It's a lot more giving and a little less taking. A lot less leaving and a little more staying. Take it to heart and don't forsake it. No two ways about it, love's what you make it. No two ways about it, love's what you make it.
Love Is What You Make It by Colt Bradley. And so what are some things that you like to do for fun when you're not working on your music?
I love fly fishing. Mm-hmm. And I tie my own flies, and I just like being wading in a creek, and the whole gamut of just fly fishing. I just think that is, I love that. And I like to read some, and I like to eat, but I gotta be careful.
Right. That's funny. That's awesome. Love it, love it. And and I have to ask some fun questions because I love them. But what is the craziest thing that you have ever been asked to autograph?
Someone's bald head.
Really?
Yeah, I've been asked to do that. And let's see, a bra.
Wow. Those are some dedicated fans.
And then and someone's back. I've been asked to do a back.
Wow.
What do you do? You just, you want happy fans, right?
Right, exactly. You have some dedicated fans right there. That's the proof.
Yeah.
Right there. It's awesome. And it's cool that you do not turn away a fan, so they could ask you to autograph something and you will autograph it.
within reason there, when you autograph something, you're kind of like giving your signature, and it don't matter where you put it, just as long as they feel comfortable with it,
Right.
If that's where they want it, then that's where they get it.
Love it. That's so funny. Very, very cool. And then another fun question. Have you ever had any, embarrassing onstage moments while performing?
Oh, yeah.
Share.
I was playing in Franklin, Kentucky, and at the end of the show, I told everybody, Franklin, Tennessee, we love y'all. I was in Franklin, Kentucky. Now, that was pretty embarrassing. I've had strings break. Well, of course, that's pretty embarrassing when you have strings break. But I've had tuners come off of guitars. I've had people come up on stage. And, of course,
really?
Maybe that's not embarrassing for me, but maybe it's embarrassing for them. I don't know.
When they look back on it, they'll be like, probably shouldn't have done that.
And off the top of my head, those are just a few of them, but I'm sure there's more. I don't know if I can go that deep tonight or not.
Well, I'm glad you haven't had any, really crazy ones, like the tripping. I mean, we heard it all on the show. Wardrobe malfunctions, we heard it all, so that's good.
I don't know if there's ever been any wardrobe malfunctions. There's always tomorrow.
Always tomorrow. Hopefully not. We wish you luck.
Yeah, hopefully not for nothing like that. We don't need nothing like that.
That's funny. Very, very cool. And I have to say, we actually ran out of time, but I had so much fun talking with you and playing your music, and we would love to have you back on. That'd be awesome.
Okay, sure. Just let me know.
Awesome. Sweet, sweet. And I hope you have a great rest of your night, and we will talk to you later. Keep in touch.
Thank you, Miss Josie.
Anytime, anytime. Colt Bradley, everyone. Woohoo! And make sure that you buy all of his music on iTunes and all that fun stuff. His website, and we'll actually give out all of those links after the show on Twitter, Facebook, the world. I'll shout it out on the rooftops. We will make sure that you have all that.
We'll make sure
you have all of that information. So very, very cool. And now, let's see here. Now I have an amazing segment. I didn't mention that before, but yes, it's a surprise. We have a segment. So now.
Josie?
Yes?
We have a special caller for you.
Oh, I'm scared. What is it?
It's the Easter Bunny.
It's the Easter Bunny. No way. Bunny?
Hi, Josie.
Oh, my goodness. Hi.
I'm the Easter Bunny.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, it's awesome. Hi, Easter Bunny. I want eggs.
Hello. I'm really over the Easter Bunnies.
There's a lot of us like Santa.
Will you bring eggs and chocolate, please?
Only if it's in our union contract.
I'll read over the contract for you. We want eggs and chocolate, Bunny. Thank you for calling in. That was nice. We're getting ready to do a segment that tells you what to do with eggs.
There's a lot of things with eggs, but this is a G-rated show.
You're crazy.
Bunny is funny. But thank you for calling in.
Yay. You do know the history of Easter, don't you?
What?
The history of Easter.
No, we don't.
Well,
we don't.
It all started with this little boy who didn't want to eat his eggs. So he went out and to bury them in the backyard where Mommy couldn't find them. But she knew he was doing it, and she videotaped it, and it went on YouTube, and it became viral.
Oh, goodness.
And Easter was born.
Only our bunny would have that story.
You know what? I'm not even a real bunny.
Oh.
It's Bina.
We should have known it was Peanut playing an Easter Bunny trick on us. Figured it out when we got that story.
I have to go and eat my matzo balls for past Easter.
I'm serious. You're going to have multiple personalities by the time we're done with you. I'm telling you. That's awesome.
Have a good holiday,
everyone. That was actually a really good segue to our next segment because...
Bye, Peanut. Thank you.
Bye, Peanut and Easter Bunny. But because the bunny is coming on Sunday, I will give you some odd uses for eggs tonight. for our fun segment tonight, and I'm very excited. Are you excited?
I'm excited.
Awesome.
I didn't know any of this stuff.
And for the people who don't know who is on the other line, I promise you, I'm not talking in third person or anything. This is my producer, Tina Marie.
Hello, everybody.
And also my mama. Okay. Moving on. Okay, so you do the first one, and we will take turns.
Okay.
Because I share.
First, can we say Cole Bradley was absolutely awesome?
Okay, he wasn't just awesome. He was amazing.
Right?
Like, seriously, he was
right?
awesome.
How about the music? How about that
His
voice?
Music,
huh?
Oh, yeah.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Whoever in the chat room said that he sounded like Toby Keith, I have to say, they are
woo-hoo,
correct.
Woo-hoo.
It's true.
Who do you think that was?
I don't know. But it's awesome.
Yeah.
Woo.
Oh, yeah. We're going to listen to some more of his music when we're done.
It's true.
All right, so let's do our segment because we also have to get to Juke West's interview as well.
Yeah.
Also a great singer. All right, so here we go. So, number one, are we ready?
Ready.
Now, these are odd uses for eggs that we're doing in honor of the bunny coming on Sunday.
Rated G style.
There you go. However you celebrate, there's always eggs for kids. So let's go ahead and do that. All right, so number one, the first thing that you can do is the goo inside the egg, so the white and the yolk, all that kind of stuff, is actually can be used for strengthening and conditioning mask for your hair.
Really?
Yes. It is good for your hair. So you can break a couple of eggs, smush it around in your hairs, and then rinse it out really good in the shower.
Really good.
Yes, and that gives you a stronger and more conditioned, healthier-looking hair.
Really?
How about that?
Would you try that?
No, but how about
Would you try that? No, but how about that?
You know how many eggs that would take? If anybody's ever seen our hair.
Yeah, we have really, really thick hair. I didn't
Between
see
the
jeans.
Two of us, we've got a lot of hair.
Yes.
So,
on our heads.
That would be like.
Yes.
That would be like.
I already see people.
That would be like. That'd be like, you know.
I already see where Alan would go with that. So let's just move on. Our next one is egg whites will dry really sticky and can be used as glue.
Really? Did you know that?
I didn't know.
The egg whites because it's already sticky as it is. Use it for your little project, obviously light project. You know, egg glue yourself. How's it gonna work? So I mean, if you're working on like little delicate pieces and you put the egg
I already see the next headline. I already see the next headline. Josie gets glued to walls. With eggs. I mean, I already see it. It's fine.
With eggs. It was a wild Easter. Woo!
Okay. Oh, God.
Anyways, it'll
never
once
trust
it dries,
me.
It'll hold the things in place. So, yeah, so you can use it as glue.
Never trust me with eggs or glue, apparently.
This is very interesting. All right, you ready for this?
Bring it on.
Okay. You know the water that you boil the eggs in?
Yes.
Okay, well, I guess that water from the outside of the eggs has got a bunch of calcium in it. Like really, really high calcium that is supposed to be good for your house plants. So what you're supposed to do is when you're done boiling the eggs and do whatever you do with them, they'll throw the water out, let it cool.
Are you unmuted?
And
okay, I'm sick. Because I didn't hear you. Okay, it's so funny. I didn't hear you in my headset. And I'm like, you're talking. And I'm like, what if it's funny? What if it's funny if nobody heard you right now? And I was, like, talking to myself on air.
Oh, that is so funny.
Okay,
well,
it's cool.
The time we do that. Anyways, you let the water cool in the pan from the eggs, and then you pour it into your plants, you see? And then, I don't know, like,
I see.
I was excited about that one. I don't have plants, but I was excited about that one.
I can't try it, but I'm excited about it.
I don't know. I'm going to tell other people.
It's true.
Okay.
And then,
The next one,
I will do it.
Okay, I put some extra words in there.
I know.
Sorry about that.
So, thin membrane between the...
between the white of the egg and the eggshell when the egg is hard-boiled. You know that, like, white, thin stuff? Like, when you peel back the shell, there's that, like, white, thin stuff before you get the
egg
white?
Yeah, and that can be used as a Band-Aid if you cut your hand in the kitchen. Really?
Yeah, it could be used as a quick little makeshift Band-Aid to put on there.
The eggshell?
And I think the nutrients and stuff inside that little piece of thin stuff is actually good to help with the healing process and non-scarring as well.
I will be darned and cooked with butter
and
for turkey
dinner. But now my
dinner.
Suggestion to you is, if you're bleeding in the kitchen, and you don't want to do it.
I'm laughing.
Okay, here's the story. If you're actually bleeding in the kitchen, but you don't happen to have an egg that's already been hard-boiled next to you, I wouldn't suggest that you go and boil hard-boiled egg for like 5 minutes while you're bleeding out.
I'm sorry for that.
I'm just thinking, like, you know, if you just happen to have a hard-boiled egg while you're cutting your veggies,
That's nice. If you're bleeding in the kitchen, don't grab a Band-Aid. Take 5 minutes to grab an egg. Boil the egg.
Oh.
And then afterwards, you can eat the egg.
Nobody said the information was useful, but
okay. You know,
it's just interesting.
And then also, egg whites can be used to clean leather shoes, wallets, etc.
Yeah, it can be used to clean leather. You just wipe the egg whites all over the shoe, and then, you know, scrub it up a little bit, takes off all the yuckies. and then you wipe the egg yolk stuff off, and that's it. You should have, like, good, like, leather. You're looking at me like, you don't believe me. I'm not going to try it.
I'm still not over yucky. I mean, I feel like I'm back in the kindergarten. That's genius.
What's my professional word of the day?
Yucky?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I know.
I like it. And then also eggs can be used to clean your silver jewelry. So basically what we've learned today is egg whites can clean things, it could heal things.
It can condition things, it could be used like glue.
It can glue stuff.
It can make your plants grow.
See?
It's good.
Check that out. Clean stuff, heal stuff, and sticks you to stuff. That is genius.
That's genius. So that is our
eggs are amazing. Can be eaten. It is edible.
Yes, and you can eat it.
As long as you cook it
right,
properly.
Right.
Because
right.
There's like salmonella and stuff.
All right. Now what we have
I'm giving a doctor a lesson now.
All right. Now,
check me out. Okay.
Before we get to telling everybody about all the great sponsors again that we have here for the show, let's go ahead and
make sure we have all of the information out.
Yeah, let's get Chuck going here. We want to hear from him.
So, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, so I am very, very excited to bring you the great interview that I had with singer Juke West, all the way from Germany. Juke's favorite songs to sing are Crazy by Willie Nelson and Hurt by Johnny Cash, the greats. And he comes from a musical family, so that certainly explains how he got all of his talent. He's great, so take a listen. I even got him to sing a little bit for us. So here we go. Pate.
Hello, everyone. We have this awesome singer, Juke West, with us all the way from Germany with me. So, Juke, hi.
Hi. Hello, everybody.
Hello. So, can you tell us, how did you get started in music? When did you start?
I was 12 years old, and my dad showed me a few guitar chords. I learned them by myself, the rest of it.
Wow, that's really cool. I like it.
Yeah.
And who do you like to listen to? What's your favorite music?
My favorite music is country and the rockabilly music.
Me too.
Really?
Yes. And so I understand though that like you. From where you are, it's very popular to, like, play covers, play other people's music. What are your favorites to cover?
Cover? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I have more. I have more cover songs. I have more. I love more bands, country bands and country artists. But my favorite is Johnny Cash.
Ooh, yes, that's a good one.
Yeah, I love more songs by Johnny Cash.
Oh, yes. And where could our listeners go to find the information on you? Like on the internet, where could we find you?
I have a Facebook profile under the name Juke West. And website www.reverberation.com, also Juke West. You can also look some of my TV performances on YouTube under the name Jurica Gorsa, which is also my bird name.
Ooh, awesome. Can you spell it for us so people can find it?
No, this is hard.
Oh, it's okay. It's all good. Just everyone Google.
Everybody look up Juke West. J-U-K-E West, and you will find him.
Yeah, just search. And where would you like to, like, play in the world? Like, where would you like to sing? Anywhere in the world. Like the United States?
Grand Ole Opry. No doubt.
Ooh. Oh, yes. Ah, yes. And what do you like to do for fun? What do you like to do for fun in Germany?
Sorry, I don't understand.
What do you like to do for fun? Like hobbies?
My hobbies? It's really my life, playing guitar. So I'm doing it for fun and for a living. Some performances I'm doing for free. Just because I'm having fun performing, I like playing for my friends also.
Ooh, that's really, really cool. Well, I understand, though, that you're going to sing for us. Can you sing a little bit for us?
Yes, sure.
Ooh, awesome.
Sure, okay, are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. Said, hey, you good looking, what you got cooking, how's about cooking something up with me? Hey, sweet baby, don't you think maybe we'll could find out, bring your recipe. I got a hot roll for them $2 bill. I know it's for right over the hill. There's a pop and dancing's a free. Say if you're gonna find, come along with me. I said, hey, you good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something out with me?
How's about cooking something out with me? How's about cooking something out with me? Blue moon, blue moon, blue moon, keep on shining bright. Blue moon, keep on shining bright. You bring my baby tonight. Blue moon, keep on shining bright. I said, blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the white and don't let me blue. I said, blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the white and don't let me blue. Well, it was on my moonlit night where the stars shine bright. Whisper on high, your love to say goodbye. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the white and don't let me blue. Shine on the white and don't let me blue. Shine on the white and don't let me blue.
Yeehaw!
Thank you very much.
You are so good.
Thank you.
Well, we could listen to that all day.
Yeah, we like it. Love it, love it.
We're going to have to call you up now just so that you can sing for us.
Yes. You have
yes,
to sing
sure.
for us next.
Okay. Yeah, I'm always ready.
Awesome.
We love it. We love it. And so have you had any like moments on stage that like something wrong happened? Any embarrassing moments? Messed up or
Yes. I fell off stage once when I was playing on the Adriatic coast, but as I was falling I saved my guitar, my back hurt. But my guitar was without a scratch.
Whoa! That's crazy.
This is not funny.
Poor thing.
We're glad you're okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we're glad you're okay. That's funny.
That's funny.
And do you have any like performances coming up soon?
What?
Do you have any, like, performances coming up soon? Anything that you're going to be on stage singing?
I don't understand this question. Sorry.
Are you going to be singing in any clubs lately coming up? Any singing for people?
In America.
Oh, in Germany.
In Germany. Yes. I'm performing in Frankfurt. Germany, where I currently live.
Okay. Ooh, sweet. Wish we could be there.
Okay. I'm waiting.
Do you have any plans of coming to America?
Oh, yes. America is my dream.
Oh.
Well, you'll have to tell us when you come because we want to meet you.
Yeah,
but I first time I have learning English. My English is so bad.
You're doing really
bad.
Good, yeah.
Yes, you're doing really good.
Yeah, maybe singing good, but speaking not so good.
We think you sound great.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And, Juke, I have to thank you so, so much for coming on the show. I had so much fun speaking with you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And I hope to have you back on the show, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. We'll keep in touch, okay? I'll talk to you soon, all right?
Okay.
And then you could sing more.
Okay. I'm ready.
All right, talk to you soon, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye!
Bye.
And that was my interview with Duke West, who was amazing. And I have to say, his English was great. I don't care what he says. He did fantastic. His first, I think it was his first American interview, right?
It may have been. He did great. He did great.
He's amazing. Yeah, he was amazing.
For trying to work with us, you know, I didn't know any German, but, you know, he did an absolute great job. And
he was awesome.
So
he sings
amazing.
We were
excited to be able to have him on, so we hope to have him on again.
Absolutely, absolutely. And he actually sang that live. What you heard him sing, that was live.
Absolutely.
And it was that amazing, people. No radio, I mean, not no recording or any crazy trick. That was live.
That magic
really
was
cool.
Right over Skype.
Yeah, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So now let me share with you our upcoming guests here on the Josie Show. On April 13th, my guests, plural, will be Katie Bell Aiken and the Abrams Brothers. Then on April 20th, I bring you Billy Curtis and Mandy Price. Then on April 27th, my guests are Mark Bray and Rod Richman. And May is starting to fill up as well. So far in May, we have confirmed the following guests. On May 11th, we have Vassy. I hope I said that right. V-A-S-S-Y. And on May 18th, we have actress and model Deanna Clark. So very exciting about that. We have great, great guests. And we are confirming a bunch more bookings, so keep checking out the homepage of our site to see the many upcoming artists we will be featuring each week. And we're currently booking for May and June, so if you would like to be featured on the show, please email Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com, or go to the contacts tab on our site, josieshow.com, and send us a message. We'd love to hear from you. Very, very easy to do. I really want to cue in my producer here, who will do a better job than I did in the beginning. And from now on, you're doing it. But our wonderful sponsors, who I want to, we want to make sure that all of their information is out and perfect. So.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we are excited because the Josie Show is sponsored by some great, great people. So special thanks first to Gary Brockway for Gary Brockway Music. He was a guest before. He's an amazing singer and songwriter, so we're excited to have him. You can check him out at facebook.com/GBrockway1. So you can take a listen, become a friend, and check out his music. He's absolutely great response to everybody. Wonderful. We're excited to have him. We have new sponsors, the Paradise Salon and Spa in beautiful downtown Delray Beach, Florida. You can reach them at paradisesalon.net. And they feature Body Logic Laser and Skin Solutions with Deanna Clark and Always Beautiful Creations with Diana Carroll and many, many other services, plus a lovely cafe in the lobby. They are located at 140 Northeast 2nd Avenue in Delray Beach, Florida. So if you're down there, make sure you hop in and check everybody out. Body Logic you will find in suite number 23. You can always reach them by bodylogiclaser.com. And phone number 561-330-7579. And Always Beautiful Creations is located in Suite 22, right there at the same place. And you can reach them at alwaysbeautifulcreations.com. And their number is 954-644-9797. So a special thanks to all of our sponsors here tonight. And if you would like to become a sponsor of the Josie Show or advertise anywhere on our site, please go ahead and just send me an email, Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com, and I will be more than glad to help you out with that. So a special thank you to all of our sponsors. We love them. Thank you so much for all your help.
Thank you. And thank you very much for doing that for us. We got all the correct information out. So I'm very excited. Hope you guys have a great, great, great rest of your night and have a great Easter. Get a lot of eggs. Enjoy. Be safe and have a lot of fun. And we will see you guys next Friday. Before we go, just remember, Twitter. You can find us at twitter.com/Josie Show and also facebook.com. You can type in the little search bar, The Josie Show, and we should pop up immediately and not sooner. Immediately and sooner. There's so many sites. Also remember josieshow.com and remember thesouthernstar.org. And also josiepasentino.com for my music, josiepasentino.com. So check that out. That's currently under construction. But all the other sites are up and running there. So check it out, and we will see you guys soon. Talk to you guys soon. Awesome. Hope you guys have a great rest of your night. Bye-bye. Good night. Josie out.